This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's major health insurers will soon have to start covering doula services under a newly signed law. The state was already also moving to cover doulas for Medicaid enrollees. This same law requires the state to provide the supplement choline at no cost to all families enrolled in Medicaid. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says an internal probe found years-old complaints against a forensic scientist accused of manipulating findings. CPR's Paolo Schultzera.
Yvonne Missy Wood spent 3 decades as part of CBI's forensic science team, and her work has been cited in thousands of criminal cases. Investigators say more than 650 cases Wood's worked on have been thrown into question, with another 14 years of cases still under review. According to an initial report released this week, colleagues had reported problems with Wood's findings twice since 2014, but neither of the complaints were investigated by higher-ups. Woods retired in November as the investigation was getting underway. I'm Paolo Schultzera, CPR News.
Starting next year, Colorado schools will move toward providing free menstrual products in middle and high school bathrooms. Elementary schools will be required to stock supplies but won't have to put them in the bathrooms. As part of the new law, the state is also putting more money into a program that helps rural and low-income schools purchase menstrual supplies. Warm temperatures this week have accelerated the melting of Colorado's high mountain snowpack, and that's increased the risk of flooding. The National Weather Service says the Eagle River near Gypsum is rising with the annual snowmelt. Forecasters have issued a flood advisory through Monday morning for possible localized flooding around Gypsum and Red Cliff. This is CPR News in KRCC.